This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A man at a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, says he went from one crumpled body to the other searching for his daughter after an SUV slammed into the parade. Five people were killed, 40 others injured. The AP's Julie Walker's got more.
Video posted by Jesus Ochoa shows a red SUV speeding along the parade route in suburban Milwaukee. It happened so fast, people were not sure what was going on as marching bands continue playing and mix in with sirens going off. Police Chief Dan Thompson.
We do have a person of interest in custody at the moment. But this is still a very fluid investigation.
But he's not giving details about any possible motive. Thompson says they don't believe the suspect shot at anyone. He says an officer did fire his weapon to stop the SUV.
No bystanders were injured as a result of the weapon discharge.
I'm Julie Walker.
Waukesha's about an hour north of Kenosha, where on Friday, Kyle Rittenhouse was cleared of charges stemming from the shooting of three men during protests in that city last year. In an interview to air today on Fox News, Rittenhouse says his case was not about race. He says he supports the Black Lives Matter movement and is not a racist. The jury in the murder trial of Ahmaud Arbery will hear closing arguments from both sides today. Three white men are charged in the killing of Ahmaud Arbery, a black man who was running through their Georgia neighborhood. It's Thanksgiving week, and many Americans will be traveling. The number of airline passengers is expected to rebound to pre-coronavirus levels. The TSA says it's ready. What about on the roads? The AAA's Andrew Gross says driving could be frustrating.
Be prepared that you're going to be sitting in traffic, particularly if you are not able to leave until, say, after noon on Wednesday.
This is AP News. A church group based in Ohio says two of the 17 members of that missionary group kidnapped more than a month ago in Haiti are free and in good spirits. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this.
Christian Aid Ministries says it could not give the names of those released, why they were freed, or other information. The Ohio-based group says while we rejoice at this release, our hearts are with the 15 people who are still being held. There are five children in the group of 16 American citizens and one Canadian, including an eight-month-old. The missionaries were kidnapped by a gang on October 16, with the leader threatening to kill the hostages unless his demands were met. He wanted $1 million per person, although it wasn't clear if that included the children in the group. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Experts say expect to pay as much as 30% more for your Christmas tree this year, live and artificial trees. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.